Stand by. Your Steve Jones Show audio is loading now. SteveJonesShow.com podcasts are sponsored by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, the beverage supermarket.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome back to the show. Our number 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565.
Uh-oh.
That's the Lenape Solar Hotline.
I'm sorry to out loud, but I just found breaking news. According to an ESPN.com report, the Phillies are shopping Jim Thome to the American League.
Wonderful. I thought maybe there was a change in the health care bill. I'm sorry. Okay. I made it sound important.
Let's see. It's Jason Stark saying that the Phillies are quietly shopping Jim Thome to an American League team.
But we said that a month ago.
The Phillies thought Thome would give them a game or two a week at first base, but that never panned out.
Huh. Oh, no kidding.
So there you have it. That's the breaking news.
Huh.
Okay, I guess next time it'll have to be earth-shatteringly breaking news.
Okay, so in other words, trading a pinch hitter to the American League where he can DH is breaking news?
No, it is if they get somebody good. Or if they get a setup
Kevin.
Man.
Kevin, they're going to get a minor league player.
Yes, I know that.
Okay. A minor league player.
I know that. All right, well, I guess I'm going to have to think bigger for you to get you excited then.
I mean, yesterday was a lot of breaking news on the national scene. You have to remember, not everybody in the audience is going goo-goo over the Phillies like you do. They haven't put themselves up as free agents.
You're right. We got a couple of Mets fans.
A lot of Yankee fans out there.
A lot of Yankee fans. That's right. That's true.
Well, I mean, to you, over the last few years, many of the Phillies walked on water.
No, just Ryan Howard and Chase Utley.
Yeah. Yeah. Right now they'd sink.
Yes, they would. Although, Chase at least had a bat the other day.
He did. No, he homered. First at bat. It's cool. Our number 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. All right, let's get up to date on the Fed here and how the Fed's doing. Because it's
the Fed?
Yeah, Roger Federer.
Oh. I was hoping that's what you were talking about and not the Fed.
No. No, they still have it 7-6.
I have a 2-1 in the fifth set. Federer leads.
Federer up, okay.
Yeah.
Good, well done.
Yeah, 15 all right now.
Good. Tiger improves position at 2-under par. Shot a 368 today. Let's see where our hero is on the leaderboard.
Does that mean we have to do Tiger on the twos now on this program?
Might have to. I mean, everybody, you know, let's face it, everybody loves him. Well, maybe not. Remember we did that day where, you know, when you watch, you know, you root for him to win or lose.
Do you want him to win or do you want him to lose?
Most people actually did want him to win. Majority of people did want him to win. Some do enjoy the train wreck. You know, most of them also bought tickets to see The Fugitive. Let's see. Robert Garrigus, 5-under par. He's done for the day. So Tiger's 3 back of him. DeGeorge, 5-under. He's done. Hunter Mahan's playing 11. He's at 5-under. Jimmy Walker from Good Times fame.
I was just going to say that.
5-under.
That's dynamite.
Well, you know what? Jimmy Walker, the basketball player out of Providence, great player. Boy, Granby. You know, he's Jalen Rose's dad.
No, I did not know that.
Yeah. Rob Pampling, 400 done. Sung Yong Yeo is at 400. He's done. Pat Perez, 400 done. BJ Singh, 300, playing 10.
Gone.
Bo Van Pelt, 67 yesterday, 73 today, 200 par, tied with our hero, along with Stuart Sink, Mark Leishman, and the incomparable Charlie Hoffman.
There's another great name for a golfer, Sink.
Excellent player. But he's former British Open champion.
Born to play.
Won a major in his career. Well, I told you the Stuart Sink story, didn't I?
I don't think so.
I go to the Travelers Championship a few years ago, and I followed around certain players for a short period of time. You know, David Duval was playing in the tournament. Davis Love III was. Mickelson wasn't. Of course, Tiger wasn't. I mean, you know, I think he's only flown over Connecticut. And so now, after following a few guys, a few holes here, there, I finally decide, okay, yeah, probably five, six groups left in the day. Let's settle in at 18. So I find a nice spot in the hill at 18. I'm watching. 18 is a slight dogleg left uphill to the green. And there's a bunker on the right-hand side. Every player I watch hits the ball just to the left of the bunker in the fairway. And that's why you see all the divots in the same spot. I mean, every guy, boom. I'm looking at the same shot coming in every time. Yeah, they're coming to the hole. They're maybe 15 to anywhere 30 feet, depending on the quality of it. But everybody's on the green. So they go just left of the bunker, boom, on the green, 15, 30 feet. Everybody. And then the leader of the tournament, Jeff Maggart, comes up. And he's the only guy that puts the ball in the trap. Okay. So now he has to blast out of the trap a fairway bunker. He has to be able to pick that thing clean and put it on the green. He picks it clean, but it goes left, and it goes into the greenside bunker. Gets to the greenside bunker. He blasts out, but he blasts out 40 feet past the hole. Now he has to make a putt coming down the hill. Sinks about maybe 15, 16 feet away. Putt coming down the hill, past the hole, and slides by about maybe 3-4 feet. Before Sink even putts, he walks up with a four-footer and just putts it out. Takes a bogey. Takes the ball. Stalks off the green. Sink hasn't putted yet. And he goes bouncing up the hill. Boom, 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 boom. And Sink goes now kind of looks around. Goes, okay. And then he gets over his ball. Also, out of nowhere, you hear bang! Maggart, on the aluminum base floor of the temporary scoring tent, took his putter and slammed it into the aluminum.
While the putt was going on?
While Sink had to back off.
He was about ready to.
Yeah.
Wow. First of all, is that a stroke?
Well, no. First of all, you're supposed to stay there until the other guy's finished.
Right, that's etiquette.
Right? You're supposed to show some sort of class. You're supposed to show some sort of sportsmanship. And then when he gets to the top, he takes the club and wham, right into the... And Sink had to back off the putt, come back on, and to his credit, sunk the putt.
Wow.
Okay? It was the single worst display in person of sportsmanship I've ever seen. On a tour that absolutely prides itself on sportsmanship.
He reminds me of a high school in July. No class.
So that's my Stuart Sink story. Sink, former British Open champ, has had a fine, fine career. Fine career. To his credit. And every major you look at, he's always in the prime of his career, not now, but in the prime of his career, he has always been in the thick of it. When it was major time. I mean, in the majors, he's always been in that top 10 area. By the way, the humidity is just 40% at Congressional today, as opposed to the roof being closed at the Big W.
And we, do we know what the humidity is in the Big W?
We don't know.
Oh, okay.
But I know you're aching to find out.
Well, I'm just thinking here, as we roll into another weekend, what is the big... Well, I mean, I have no IndyCar to watch this weekend because they've
been off. Fed, by the way, up 4-1 now.
Well, that sounds like he's got that one in control.
Yeah, I mean, he's up a service break. He's in good shape.
So what do I watch this weekend? What's the big thing to watch this weekend?
I don't know. Your son.
No, that can't be it. well, there's no IndyCar, so is there a big sporting event to watch this weekend? I mean, are there any good sports that I should be following that... Or that we, as listeners of your program, should be following, too?
The Congressional, AT&T Open, the Phillies playing this weekend.
They have Miami this weekend.
Yeah, going to play the Marlins. All good news.
I noticed you didn't put any Olympic stuff in there or qualifying in there.
Yawn.
How can you not like any Olympic the Olympic qualifying? How can you not like that? It's the only thing you do where you spend 4 years of your life to go to one event, and if you don't go, it's basically over for you. And there's a chance you could go another 4 years, but that's it. I mean, that's the triumph of sports right there.
Well, I'll watch the Olympics. I enjoy the Olympics.
But not the trials.
I used to enjoy it more.
What do you mean you used to enjoy it more? What made you stop enjoying it more?
The tape delayed nature of it.
Well, okay. Yeah, that's
I mean, this I think they make I think they make a gigantic mistake with the tape delay part. Huge mistake.
That's a very good point.
All right. I mean, look, it's 2012. It's time to show the damn things live.
Well, and NBC's got enough networks, they should be able to do that.
So, I mean, I don't care whether it's in Beijing, Seoul, South Korea, London, Russia, the United States. Everything should be shown live, unless there's a conflict somewhere along the line of two events. Then you have to show one on tape delay. Okay, fine. Well, I'm sorry. It becomes less and less appealing to me when I have to sit there. What makes sports great and so interesting to so many people is the live, unexpected drama of it. If I sit there and know that Shawn Johnson has already won the gold medal, okay.
Was Miracle on Ice, that wasn't live, was it?
No, it was not live.
That was not. Yeah, but we didn't. But the time was different.
Yeah, nobody knew. Yeah. Nobody knew what the result was either.
Yeah, well, I mean, you couldn't go on the internet at that time and easily find it out. It was a lot harder.
Right. Everybody can do it now. Okay, it's time to do the big boy thing and go live the whole time. We're gonna fit in this tape feature so we can find out that he was, you know, that this athlete was some poor farmer in Lithuania. Well, that's nice. I mean, the features are really nice, but just build them around live events. I mean, you go all the way back to 72. Remember Franz Klammer's run down the hill?
Yes.
Hey, and how exciting and dramatic the announcing was from Frank Gifford and Bob Beatty?
Absolutely.
That's not when they taped it.
What? They did the voiceover? They did a VO on it?
They did the announcing on it after he made the run.
Wow, that's one of the best fake jobs ever.
Well, it's easy to do it when you know what's going to happen.
Well, yeah, but usually, you know, you could tell, but that wow. I never knew that.
20 after 4, WKOK. Great to have you with us. The home of the incredible Mark Lawrence. As we continue at WKOK News Radio 1070 after this.
When you buy anything, isn't it best to see people who've been around for a long time, satisfying customers just like you all the time? Makes sense, doesn't it? So when you're in the market for a quality new or pre-owned vehicle, the only place to go is Sunbury Motors. They've been in business since 1915, partnering up folks just like you with a vehicle that best suits their needs and budget. Their service after the sale can't be beat. And if you like selection, there's none better than Sunbury Motors. Fords, Kias, Lincolns, Mercurys, Hyundais, Sunbury Motors sells them all. Their finance teams are unmatched. They'll be glad to help you secure the affordable option you want on any new or pre-owned vehicle you find on their lots. See the people who've been in business since 1915. Sunbury Motors Ford, Lincoln Mercury, and Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com.
Brewers Outlet in Sunbury says, wow, beer, $2.99 a six-pack. Yes, Miller High Life, $2.99 a six-pack, purchased in a 24-pack for $11.96. Brewers Outlet, the beverage supermarket, will blast out these incredible savings. Labatt 16-ounce can, $17.97. And for the ladies, Seagram's Coolers, $21.98 a case. Enjoy the holiday with Miller. $2.99 a six-pack from the beverage supermarket. Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, open July 4th.
It's 24 and a half past the hour. News Radio 1070 WKOK. Steve Jones Show filling in for Kevin Herr this afternoon.
You're Mark swaying Lawrence, back and forth to that bump music, aren't you?
Mark Lawrence in the news, bottom of the hour. Great to have Mark on the show today, who obviously gets it. He's basically called it your show and basically the Philly Wine Hour.
That sounds like it would be a good idea. What flavor wine are we serving?
Obviously, a bitter one.
quickly with the comeback. Nicely done.
Brewers Outlet are sponsored today. Reagan Street, Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. It's the weekend. I say let's go to Brewers Outlet.
Miller High Life, $11.96. That's $2.99 a six-pack.
Yes, and don't we come up with the math quickly on certain subjects? If I tell you Jay Sutley is 2 for $13, you can't tell me it's $1.54, but you can tell me right away it's $2.99 a six pack at Brewers Outlet. You are amazing in that regard.
I can tell you how much Chase Utley makes in a day.
Chase Utley's 2 for $13. I don't know if that, you know, what is that, $1.54, Kev? Really? It says, hey, but you know what? At Brewers Outlet, it's like $11.96, $2.99. A case, $11.99, $2.99 a six pack. Yeah, he knows that math. He knows that one right away. Our number 1-800-795-9565. Fred in Lewisburg, thank you for joining us this afternoon, my friend.
Hi, I wanted to tell Kevin, two baseball high school all-stars from Mifflinburg, Ryan McNally, a left-handed pitcher, and a right-handed catcher, Andrew Sowers, are going to Marlin Park tonight to enjoy the Phillies.
Well, how about that? They're going to go and watch the Phillies tonight, Kev.
That's. I wish I was.
I think it's going to be great.
Fred, wait a minute. He said he wishes he was. Fred has put himself out there as a free agent to be picked up by anybody. Loyalty is a word that fell off of his lexicon.
No. I heard the word free, I thought. That's why I got excited. I was my mistake.
Yeah. I can't wait to hear about that ballpark. I heard there's an aquarium behind home plate. Now, what's the story on that? Did anybody know?
Yeah, sure. They put it. What they've done is they've decided to make that ballpark in such a way, Fred, where it really captures South Florida. And so they have a little aquarium there. The color scheme of the park is completely different. It's all bright green colors in the park. They also have just various displays that are about the history of the ballpark. They also have the old Orange Bowl sign outside the park put in a decorative display from the letters that said, "Welcome to Miami's Orange Bowl," because the ballpark sits on the old Orange Bowl site.
That's beautiful. Yep. I'm sure
Little Havana.
I'm sure it's grand. Oh, yeah. I told him, keep your mouth shut. Just don't cheer too much for those Phillies.
Well, down there, I'll tell you right now, Fred, down there they won't be alone because that's one thing that you'll find in Tampa Bay and in Miami, that a lot of teams bring their fans with them.
Oh, good.
You know, that's one of the big arguments for Rays fans, is that because they're so close to so many of these spring training facilities, that there are a lot of fans of other ball clubs there, and they end up not feeling as though they have a home field there in Tampa.
Okay.
That's okay, because Baltimore's been feeling the same way.
Yeah, well, that's true.
I'm not kidding you. I mean, they gripe about it right now. Yeah. But Marlins Park is gorgeous. It's only, I think, like 37,000 seats. It was built on the site of the old Orange Bowl. They tore it down.
Right.
The World Baseball Classic is going to be there next year. And as you said, yes, they have an aquarium.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you got two Mifflinburg All-Star baseball players down there, and they're going to enjoy it and love it and tell me all about it when they get home.
Looking forward to hearing all about their trip, Fred. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, our number 1-800-795-9565. Love the aquarium.
I heard about that. I didn't know if it was true.
Yes, it's true. Total cost of the park, $2.4 billion.
With a B?
Yep.
Wow.
Spread over 40 years.
Over 40 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With zero interest and no payments.
Yeah. They have a lot of, it's really, everything's about Miami. I mean, the color schemes in there.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, with the new hat, the way the hats are done and everything.
The exterior has a sculpted monument on it. Everything. A lot of Miami's topography is featured outside in the concourses. It's really cool. Plus, the color scheme is absolute Miami. Well, Kevin thinks he's in Miami. Mark Lawrence knows he's in Sunbury. News is next on 1070 News Radio WKOK.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
So there are two giant aquariums behind home plate at Marlins Park. One is 34 feet wide. The other one, to the left of when the pitcher's looking at home plate, is 24 feet wide. And they actually do have fish in them.
Is there bulletproof glass? Is that what you were saying, the one point?
Yes, because they want to make sure if there's a foul ball, it doesn't break
it. And I understand that. It just sounds funny with a ball field that has bulletproof glass in it. It just sounds funny.
Yeah. So tangs and betas and all swimming around and...
No, wait a minute. They have betas in there?
Yeah.
How do they not fight each other?
Well, they might. And if they do, the game's bad. It gives you something to watch.
Well, that's a good point. It gives you something to entertainment.
I mean, really. It's incredible. Zambrano's having a bad night in the mound. We can watch the betas go at it. But tangs and betas, that's what's inside the fish tanks. And when the pitcher is looking at home plate, the 34-foot tank is to the right, the 24-foot tank is to the left.
But, of course, they have room for the green screen to the left of the left-handed batters as you're looking at home plate with the center field cam so that Fox has a place to run their ads.
Well, you have to pay for things somehow. I have no problem with that.
There's a lot of illions in how much that stadium costs, so they got to pay for it somehow.
Yeah, I mean, I have no issue at all with the advertising in parks. None. You know, if you want to have high quality games, athletes, so forth, playing in your park, then you have to be able to pay the freight.
I remember when the big discussion was advertising on the outfield wall.
Mm-hmm. Yep. No more. I mean, it's an accepted part of it now. And I'm fine with that. You have to be able to pay for things. In this case, you have to be able to pay for players. I mean, you just have to. Oh, well.
Well, and that's why we live in an era of sponsor-name stadiums, too.
Well, no. Look at the show, all right? Look at the show. Today's show is being brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. We're thrilled to have them on board, okay? We have Purdy Insurance on Monday. Rick Weibel at REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC, on Thursday. The studio I'm in right now, which, by the way, is about as fine a studio as you're going to see in radio. I mean, it's really that good. It's made in part because the great people at Sunbury Motors said, sure, we'll invest in that. So we talk about Sunbury Motors, 4th Street and Sunbury, Sunbury Motors, K Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Our phone line, we just talked to Fred from Lewisburg at 1-800-795-9565. We have that sponsored, Lenape Solar. You can go to lenapesolar.com for that. You need, in this era, to do things like that. And I know we're closing in on getting a Tuesday and a Wednesday sponsor for having ownership of the show. We're getting very close to that. That's what makes the show run and gives us the flexibility to do the things that we do on this show, to get the guests on that we get on this show. You know, it drives us to do things like that. Getting Dave Joyner, the acting athletic director, on the show. Well, excuse me, I mean, check the state this week. The acting athletic director at Penn State, do any other interviews this week? He didn't do a single one except ours. We're the only one he did this week. In fact, we're the only interview he's done this month. And it's made possible, things like that, because we have the backing of great sponsorship. So when you look in the ballpark, you know, whatever you sponsor along the way, it is all to pump money in so they can go out eventually. And if they want, let's take the Marlins, for example. They went out and they were able to get Mark Burley. They were able to go out and get Jose Reyes. Well, it happens between the television money, the ticket sales, and the advertising money. So I have no issue at all with sponsorships in parks at all. And in stadiums. None. I mean, you know, we're in a presidential campaign right now. Well, we go back to the Olympics, what, 1994? Peter Ubroth saved the 1984 Summer Olympics in Los Angeles because he went corporate. Saved it. Probably saved the Olympic movement, period, by doing it. Our number, 1-800-795-9565, Lenape Solar Hotline. Let's go there next. We have Terry from Northumberland with a football question. Terry, how are you today? Hello, Terry.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now, Terry.
Hey, thanks a lot. Hey, I was just wondering, and maybe you've already discussed it, is there going to be anything during the first home game for Penn State relative to maybe a tribute to Joe Paterno or anything like that?
Nothing that I know of yet. I think a lot's going to depend on what they want to do and the scale of what they want to do based on what happens with the free report. I think they're being very cautious about that until the free report comes out.
Yeah.
I think
I'm
that's...
Hoping that,
go ahead.
Well, I'm just kind of hoping that maybe if nothing happens, maybe some fans will do something, you know, in an impromptu kind of nature and, at least something. If we need to chant Joe Pop for 5 minutes, would be better than nothing.
If all of you wish to do it, I'm sure it would sound marvelous, and I'm sure that somewhere he'd be able to hear you.
I'm sure. All right, buddy. Hey, thanks a lot.
Terry, thank you very much. Our number, 1-800-795-9565. 1-800-795-9565 is our number, Lenape Solar Hotline. But, I mean, that's, you see advertising in parks, but you don't see it on uniforms. And, sorry, but I don't need to have an IndyCar look out there when I'm watching.
Well, they are doing it a little bit in the Canadian Football League. They do have a small sponsor. I know, but it's still football.
Kevin, it's the CFL. All right? It's the CFL. Okay. I mean, it's like barely a step above the Arena League. It's not like the CFL hasn't produced some good players over there. Look at Cameron Wake, for goodness sakes, with Miami. CFL guy. Joe Theismann played in the CFL.
before he went to the NFL. Do you realize that? 1-800-795-9565. 1-800-795-9565. We go to Ken in Milton. Hi, Ken. Try that again. Hi, Ken. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, fellas. How you doing today?
Great to hear from you, Ken.
Hey, I just had a question. Hearing a football question. For me, life doesn't begin again until, camp starts with the NFL and, we get closer to the start of the high school and collegiate season. I was just wondering if you guys are doing the talk show through the fall, if you had planned, and if not, if I could make a unprofessional suggestion, if you had planned on discussing maybe taking a particular hour out of a particular show during the week and maybe discussing local high school football. I know it's something that's it's popular throughout the country, and with some of the storied programs in our area, some of the smaller schools, I think it would probably be something exciting. I wondered if that's something you had thought about. It's a couple of months out, but you can never start talking about football too early for me. And I was just something I wanted to see if you had kicked around a little bit.
Well, two things. Number one, this show is planning on being here for years to come and not just through the fall. So let's start with that. This is a long-term proposition. Number two, we are going to talk a lot about high school football during the course of the fall. We're going to get as many coaches on as possible and preview as many games as possible. So it's going to be recurring instead of taking an hour out. The one thing I'm not allowed to do, which Kevin can, but I'm not allowed to do it, if I'm talking about your team, let's say Milton, I can't talk on the air about the athletes on the team.
No, and I understand that, and rightfully so. And quite honestly, I would hope
it's an NCAA violation if I do.
No kidding. I didn't realize that. I actually wondered if there were any PIAA restrictions that might hinder talking about a specific athlete or anything like that. Because you hear talk professional talk shows, and obviously that's much different. I certainly would like to hope that people wouldn't take the same course of thinking and discussing high school athletics. You can't slanderize 18-year-old kids, and you certainly shouldn't be slanderizing coaches or anything like that. I think the goal in the gear would be definitely keep it as positive as you possibly could. But that's interesting. I didn't realize that would be an NCAA violation. That's kind of wild.
For me it is, Ken, not for Kevin. Because I am paid by Penn State and intercollegiate athletics to broadcast Penn State football, I'm considered to be an outlet for the university. Thus, if I sit there, I can talk to Milton's coach about his team in general. I could talk to Milton's coach about their opponent coming up in general and the keys of the game and so forth. But say, for example, Bill Smith is an outstanding quarterback, and I start going on the air and talking about, well, Bill Smith's a great quarterback. He's outstanding. He's this, he's that, the other thing. That's then me on the air recruiting Bill Smith to come to Penn State, and that's illegal. That's why it's the same thing with a coach. A coach cannot – when I have Bill O'Brien on the Thursday night show, he cannot go on there himself and say, yeah, we're recruiting Bill Smith because Bill Smith is really, really great at this, 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 and he'd be terrific for our program here, here, and here. He's not allowed to do it, and I'm not allowed to do it. Kevin can. He's allowed to. So whenever we do high school stuff, I will talk to the coaches in generalities about keys, but we are going to have a lot of high school talk on this show because – one of the reasons we like having high school talk on the show is because it goes to the roots of the area.
Well, I'm excited to hear that. That's actually very exciting, and I look forward to hearing you guys then. I'll be listening throughout the summer, but as I said, life for me doesn't begin until about the second week of August. And I'm ready to go again. Hey, thanks a lot, fellas. Have a great day.
One thing I will add is because of the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation, our parent company, we actually broadcast four different teams on a regular basis every Friday night. So not only are we going to have access to those coaches and a little insight there, but we'll also have some of the guys that are on the broadcast as well who are with the program on a regular basis and might be able to give you a little bit of insight too, of course, without giving away too much before Friday night.
No, I think that's a wonderful idea. I really look forward to that. I know that some larger markets in some other states, Texas, for instance, somebody that I know down there, that's something they do a lot, and they go really all off the hook. But I'm excited to hear that, and I really look forward to listening to you guys then during football season. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it as well because there are a lot of positive things to talk about football in our area. And when it comes to high school athletes, we always accentuate the positive because we do remember they're 16 to 18 years old.
Wonderful. Right. Have a great weekend, Tom.
Thank you, Ken. Our number 1-800-795-9565. We thank Ken on the Lenape Solar Hotline. Today's show being brought to you by Brewers Outlet, the beverage supermarket, Reagan Street in Sunbury, Kevin's second home. As we return with more on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Yonder Show. We have a big fall coming up here. We're looking forward to it very much. We're going to have a lot on here to talk about. High school football. Everything's all quiet on the high school football front right now. I mean, the guys are working out, but...
Not much happens till like the second week of August.
Yeah, second week of August. And Jack Ham will be a regular with us. We'll get the opposing announcer on every week. Talk a lot of high school football and get some national perspective as well. So, we are looking forward to what is going to be an exciting fall. And, Ken, the goal of the show is to be here for years and not just through the football season.
Yeah, I'm hoping, yeah.
I'm pretty confident.
Well, you know, it's like you said, there's not, you know, you can talk a lot about Penn State because that everything's dedicated right there to that, you know, to the program right now. You have coaching staff that's what they do. A lot on the high school level doesn't really happen a whole lot in the summer because these guys are just getting off of maybe sometimes their spring sports schedule and, of course, class schedule as well because a lot of these coaches are teachers somewhere as well. And things are just starting to get cranked up with some, you know, workouts, some conditioning, some lifting in the summer. Once August rolls around, we'll have a really good idea of how the high school teams are going to, how the high school teams look, how some of the players that are coming up are going to fit into those schemes a little bit better. There's no spring game in high school football. That's the missing link, I think, for year-round high school football.
Absolutely. So, we will cover it all from soup to nuts because we have a lot of exciting Friday nights coming up, followed by a lot of exciting Saturdays, and then followed by some exciting Sundays as well. So we will be geared up for all of that and more. Kevin has big, big plans, which he says he'll discuss with me the night before the first Penn State game. I can't think it's a little late, but that's, you know. That's
I was going to do it the night before the broadcast, so I hope that's all right.
It's fine. All whatever right. You want. I'll still do the show my own way. All right, so
probably true. I'll tell you, I love fall. I really do. The one bad part about fall is I know that it gets colder temperature-wise. That's the only thing I don't like about fall. But I absolutely love football season, and I love how it runs until February now. And the basketball season rolls right in and kind of, you know, follows suit in January. And then it's the February to, like, early May, mid-April, that is no fun to me, personally. That's always been the sports void for me.
Hmm. Really?
Well, I mean, baseball starts up in March, but it doesn't really count until early April. And, you know, you really don't know exactly where teams are until you get into late April, early May, and then you start to see who the teams are that are going to be interesting to watch and who the ones are that aren't. So that's why I say that from mid-February, as basketball season wraps up, until about early May, it's kind of a rough sports season.
And then the IndyCar thing comes up.
Well, then it's a whole different. Now you're talking a whole different animal.
And then you put yourself out as a free agent. Any calls yet from anybody?
No. I just had I had a couple of Pirates fans that said that they would give me an old circa 1979 Pirates hat with the piping around it, the round hat with the yellow piping, and I could wear that. That's a good offer, though. It's a classic look. They say I look like a big Kent DeCulvey.
Well, I know Kent DeCulvey. You are
Kent DeCulvey.
And you are not built like Kent DeCulvey.
That's why I said a big Kent DeCulvey.
Wow.
A robust Kent DeCulvey, yes.
Yeah, I'm not even sure I'd say that. It's
So you compare yourself to Kent Tekulve.
I have the sunglasses.
Really? Well, all right. So you laid it out there. Right now, you're telling the audience that to you, mentally, these are wasted months.
No. We're in June now.
And?
No, this isn't wasted months. I said it's a lull between the end of basketball season and when baseball season really cranks up in May for me. A lull. Not wasted, lull. Means it's lower on the scale than the rest of the season, the rest of the year.
By the way, in the NBA draft, I was very happy for Robbie Hummel. Third to last pick in the second round, the Minnesota Timberwolves took him. And I was thrilled about that because if you've met Robbie Hummel, if Robbie Hummel comes home with your daughter, you talk to him for a moment, because I've talked to Robbie many times, and then you look at him and he just put up one finger. He said, "Excuse me, one moment, please. I'll be back." And then you go into another room, you shut the door and go, "Yes." Two knee surgeries, ACLs, came back from both. I think dragged that leg a little bit the first half of last season. Then the second half of last season, he was Robbie Hummel again, which is tremendous. And I think that seeing him get drafted, he is the quintessential Indiana driveway basketball player, where you know that in his driveway he has shot many, many times, made shots, thought he was an Indiana Pacer trying to win the doggone thing, doing so at Conseco Fieldhouse or Bankers Life Fieldhouse, whatever the sponsor of the month happens to be there. And after everything he's been through the last 2 years, I was thrilled to see Robbie Hummel get picked. I think he'll make the Timberwolves. I think he'll be a good NBA player. He can rebound. He can play with his back to the basket. He can step outside and hit a jump shot. He has a really good mid-range game, and he's not a bad defender. He can be a better defender, but he's not a bad defender at all. So I'm thrilled for him that he ended up getting drafted. Quick story. Dan Earl goes out to recruit Valparaiso High School in Indiana. He takes one of the managers with him just to keep him company, right? So he, finally, second half, the manager looks at him. He says, "Why are you watching that kid? Why aren't we recruiting those two guys?" He goes, "That's Robbie Hummel and Scott Martin. They've already signed with Purdue." He goes, "Oh." Week's over. Kevin can go home to stew. Mark Lawrence and News, top of the hour, WKOK.